Crack IELTS Speaking Part 1, written by Keith O'Hare. Copyright of the Keith Speaking Academy. For more information, tips and resources to help you with IELTS speaking, go to www.keithspeakingacademy.com. Contents of this book. Unit 1, what happens in Part 1? Unit 2, 6 common question types. Unit 3, how to use this book. That will be useful. And number 4, the question types. So, Unit 1, what happens in Part 1? Well, the examiner will ask you one or two warm-up questions, either about study or work, depending if you study or work, your home, or your hometown. Then you will get two or three questions on two different topics. You should give quite short answers, maybe 3 or 4 sentences, up to maybe 20 seconds, and talk about you. It's really important you talk about you, not just general ideas. Unit 2, 6 common question types. Now, although there are many different topics in Part 1, the same kind of questions are often asked. If you're familiar with these types of questions that are commonly asked, then you can better handle Part 1, whatever the topic. So, here are 6 of the most common question types in IELTS Speaking Part 1. Number 1, do you verb? For example, do you cook? Number 2, are you good at it? Number 3, is noun popular in your country? For example, is cooking popular in your country? Question 4, did you verb as a child? For example, did you cook as a child? Question 5, do you prefer A or B? For example, do you prefer cooking at home or going out to eat? Question 6, what kind of noun do you verb? For example, what kind of food do you like? By the way, did you know there is a reason that the examiner is asking these different questions? In actual fact, in each question, the examiner is testing something. They're testing to see if you can use certain language, certain vocabulary, and certain grammar. So it's really important that you need to understand what the examiner is looking for. So for each of those common question types that I'm going to present here in the book, here is what the examiner is testing or looking for. Do you verb, number 1, he's testing or she is testing if you can use tenses related to the present. In number 2, are you good at it? They are testing if you can describe ability. In number 3, is noun popular in your country? They're testing if you can talk about popularity. Number 4, did you verb as a child? They're testing if you can use tenses to talk about the past. Number 5, do you prefer A or B? Here, of course, they're testing if you can make comparisons. What kinds of do you da-da-da? That was number 6. And here, basically, they're testing the wide range of vocabulary that you may or may not be able to use. So Unit 3, how to use this book. So this is what you should do, right? On each page, you will see some templates that you can use to answer these common IELTS speaking questions. First, read the question at the top of the page. Second, look at the template in the pink box. Listen to the audio and repeat it. Third, look at the blue box. Practice using the different underlined words and phrases. Fourth, finally, look at the similar questions and practice answering these on your own too. Let's begin with the first kind of question. The common question type is do you verb. For example, do you cook? Yes, I do. I cook on a fairly regular basis. As I repeat the phrases here, I want you to repeat them after me. Try and follow my stress and my intonation. Let's try that first one again. Yes, I do. I cook on a fairly regular basis. That's it, so keep repeating with me. I cook on a regular basis. I cook every now and again. I cook from time to time. I cook once in a blue moon. Great. And we can continue the answer with I've been cooking since I was a child. Repeat. I've been cooking since I was a kid. I've been cooking since I was at school. I've been cooking since I was young. Or we can say, I've been cooking for 2 years. Remember to repeat with me, focus also on the weak forms. So here, for becomes for. I've been cooking for 5 years. Remember to make the contraction I have been, I've been. I've been cooking for ages. I've been cooking for as long as I can remember. Finally, we can talk about our feelings. I love it. Notice the intonation. I love it. I adore it. I'm really into it. Nah, I hate it. I'm not a big fan, really. Excellent. Now, here are some similar questions. After each question, you can pause the audio and try and answer yourself. Let's begin. Do you cook? Do you wear jeans? Do you like eating fish? Do you often write with a pen? Do you take photos? Do you go to bed late? Do you like travelling? Do you like going to museums? Great, let's move on to the next part one common question type. Are you good at it? Again, as I give the answer, repeat with me. Focus on word stress, intonation, and linking words. Okay? So the question is, are you good at it? Yes, I am good at it. Notice the connection, good at it, good at it. Yes, I am good at it. I'm a dab hand at it. I have a knack for doing it. Well, I can hold my own. And in the negative, are you good at it? No, I'm pretty bad at it. I'm hopeless at it. I'm terrible at it. It's not my forte. And now some similar questions. Again, pause after each question and give your own answer. Are you good at cooking? Are you good at running? Are you good at memorizing numbers? Are you good at taking photos? Are you good at art? Great, let's move on to the third part one common question type. And this is something popular in your country? Is baking popular in your country? Yes, it is. It's well liked. Yes, it is. It's pretty trendy. Yes, it is. It's fairly trendy. Yes, it is. It's quite trendy, actually. Yes, it is. It's all the rage. And now the opposite. Is baking popular in your country? No, not really. Most people aren't into it. Notice the contraction, are not, aren't, and the linking, aren't into it, aren't into it. Most people aren't into it. No, not really. Most people are not big fans. Or, no, not really. Most people aren't big fans. No, not really. Most people don't care much about it. And now some similar questions. Again, pause and practice answering yourself. The first, is cooking popular in your country? Are desserts popular in your country? Are international celebrities popular in your country? Which colours are popular in your country? What kind of movies are popular in your country? Are water sports popular in your country? Great, let's move on to the fourth part one common question type. Did you verb as a child? For example, did you cook as a child? Yes, I did. I cooked a lot. Yes, I did. I used to cook a lot. Notice used to becomes used to. I used to cook a lot. Again, yes, I did. I used to cook a lot. Yes, I did. I would cook most days, actually. And the opposite. Did you cook as a child? No, I didn't, to be honest. I wasn't into cooking that much. Again, notice the contraction was not wasn't. I wasn't into cooking that much. I wasn't really bothered about it. No, I didn't, to be honest. I never learnt to cook. Some nice expressions there. And now, just for you to practice, some similar questions. Again, pause and practice. Did you take art classes at school? Did you enjoy taking history classes at school? Did you have science classes at school? Were you patient when you were young? Did you have the same voice as a child? Did you grow any plants when you were young? Great. Remember, as you're answering the questions, you can develop them a bit. You can add one or two sentences to make them a little bit longer. Okay, let's move on to the fifth part one common question type. Do you prefer A or B? For example, do you prefer to travel by train or plane? I prefer planes because they're much faster than trains. Notice again the sentence stress, the different words we're stressing. I prefer planes because they're far better than trains. I prefer planes because they're way faster than trains. Nice. So notice with short words, fast, good, cheap, we use faster, better, cheaper. And much is just to emphasize much, far, or way. Let's look at some longer words like convenient, useful, interesting. Here we're going to use more, and to emphasize, we can use much, far, way. So, do you prefer to travel by train or plane? I prefer planes because they're much more convenient than trains. I prefer planes because they're far more useful than trains. Useful? Yes, why not? I prefer planes because they're way more interesting than trains. And of course, you can change these to make it true for you. And do remember, as we're practicing, you can extend the answers to add one or two extra sentences. So here are some similar questions you can practice. Do you prefer long breaks or short breaks? Do you prefer to use a pen or a pencil for writing? Do you prefer to take photos yourself or have other people take photos? Are you more tidy at work or at home? Do you like dark colours or light colours? Excellent. Now let's move on to the sixth and final part one common question type. What kind or what kinds of noun do you verb? For example, what kinds of movies do you like? It depends on my mood, really. Sometimes I'll go for comedies. Great. Notice the I will becomes I'll. Sometimes I'll go for action movies. Great. Great, notice the for becomes for. Sometimes I'll go for thrillers. It depends on my mood, really. Sometimes I enjoy action movies. Well, it depends on my mood, really. Sometimes, you know, I'm in the mood for comedies. Sometimes I'm in the mood for thrillers. So that's with movies. Let's look at some similar questions on different topics and see what you can say. What kinds of music do you like? Remember to pause and practice. What kinds of cakes do you like? What kinds of films do you watch? What kinds of cities do you like to visit? What kinds of water sports do you like doing? That's it. Great. So there you have some very simple templates you can use to help start answering these questions in IELTS Speaking Part 1. These are six of the most common question types, so it's really good for you to know what the examiner's looking for and to have some ideas. Keep practicing. The secret is in the practice and the flexibility. Thank you very much for listening.